This is Lois Shulman, and I'm here today as editor of Community Mental Health Association Connections. And I'm here with Deborah Middleditch and her daughter, Amber Manitowabi. They have a beautiful story to share. Amber wrote an essay for Disability Rights of Michigan in the 2025 contest, and she received the third place winning position. And I'm so grateful that Deborah and Amber are here today to share with you their story, a beautiful story of a mother and a daughter. Amber, would you begin?
Yes. First of all, thank you for having us here today. We're incredibly honored to be here today and to share our story. And we hope that it can inspire somebody, sort of like a reconnecting journey my mother and I have had. When I was 1 year old, I was adopted and my biological maternal grandparents raised me. And there's a whole like complexity of things when you get adopted. But I think one thing that was really beautiful was that I always got to see my biological mother, and we had a really great relationship growing up. And I also got adopted with my sister, Shayla. My mom has 7 kids, so she's put a lot of love out into the world, and I'm very grateful. I love all my siblings, but I was raised with one. Her name's Shayla. She's my closest sister because she's my only sibling that I was raised with. So growing up, we would see our mom during holidays and always spend a couple weekends with her in the summer. I remember going to her house. Shayla and I would just play, and it was super fun. We got to see our little brother, Thor. And then, like, towards high school and stuff, we got more busy with sports. And my sister and I really excelled athletically and academically. And we just were super busy all the time. We both got scholarships to Division II. My sister ran track and I played college basketball, and we were both just pretty gifted athletes and we really enjoyed doing it. And I think while that journey was going on, we always could reach out to our mom, and she was a really good runner in high school. And I think that's something my sister and I both honored, was that we got our athletic ability, a lot of it, from our mother, because she was a really good runner. And my grandfather used to tell us stories about how the boys would want to race against my mom and try to beat her, and they could never beat her. And I think that was just an inspiring story to us, that, you know, we were getting that from her. We shared that love of running. And just, yeah. Is there anything you want to add about?
Well, I don't know if it's appropriate or not, but one time I told Shayla, I guess she was older, maybe in high school, I guess that's all I had to give you was my running and athletic abilities in track. I wasn't ever that good at basketball, though.
Sports can give an avenue to a lot of different things in life, and it can teach really important life skills like dedication, hard work, resilience, determination. So I think it's more than just being good at running. You learn all those things. And also just like the kind person you are too is something that we have to remember and cherish. And I know this is hard talking about for my mom and I, just embracing this adoption story. It's like, and reconnecting, because I know it was hard on her and us.
So what was the reason that, Deb, that your children had to be raised by your parents? What is the story of what happened in your life?
I became mentally ill. It was after I had Shayla and Amber. I was carrying a set of twins. And after I gave birth to them, I was diagnosed with bipolar 1 and schizotypo disorder. That diagnosis is kind of like in the background. I went on my phone and I looked it up, and I've looked it up on YouTube before, but I just get away from it. Like, why was I diagnosed that? I don't understand. I did bring it up to my psychiatrist again at Pathways, and he said that's just like in the background. Like it's just there, but not like I'm more bipolar than I am the other diagnosis. So, that's how we got separated, I guess you could say. I didn't want them being adopted out to just anybody where I would never see them again.
Was the court involved at all, or was it?
Or,
Yeah,
yeah.
okay.
Yeah.
And a beautiful thing that your parents, your mother was able to take care of the children.
Yeah. She did a wonderful job.
Yes. So, Amber, then going on, how did your story continue? You got us to high school and doing team sports. So then how did things evolve after that?
Shayla and I both went to the same college, and I studied community health and she studied exercise science. We also just took other classes. Like, I remember writing an essay on bipolar, just trying to understand it. And I think we really dove into like our Native American heritage and embracing that and trying to learn more about that. During COVID, I really struggled mentally with just the pandemic and isolation, and I was going into my senior year of basketball. I was trying to get into grad school. There was like a lot of stress going on in my life, and I think that's when I really experienced my first mental health experience, to say the least. And it was really hard on me, and out of everyone in the family, as I could turn to my mother because she kind of understood and has been through it. And I always knew that I could go to my mom's. I didn't play basketball my senior year, so I had a lot of free time. I was not used to having free time. My mom lived an hour away, so I just knew that I could always go there and hang out, and that's kind of what I did my senior year of college. And then I graduated and I took a full-time job in Wisconsin. And again, it wasn't working out. I was still struggling. And that's when I finally decided, after doing pros and cons, I decided to quit my full-time job and move to where my mom lived. That's where I met my husband. And I've spent so much time with my mom, like more than ever before. And it's just been kind of nice to be close to family. And now we've lived in the same town for going on 4 years. And yeah, I don't know. It's been really nice. It's been nice to hang out more.
Did you, other than having your mom as your support, did you reach out in terms of services for help for yourself, or was it mainly going to your mom?
I reached out for help and I had a service worker and that kind of thing. So yeah. I'd kind of rather this be more about my mom though.
Okay, that's beautiful.
I don't want to like dive deep into myself.
Yes.
I feel bad that my children, some of them had chemical imbalances. I think four of them did out of the seven. And one, I think, just suffered from depression for a while.
What is it that you bring to your children, to Amber, that you feel makes them want to come to you for your strength, for your advice, to hear your story, to try to be close to you? Do you have any thoughts about how anybody listening to this could have a relationship with their child that would be very supportive and helpful?
I think it's important that the daughter or the son knows that the mother is always going to be there for them, not just in good times, but in not so good times too. Sometimes people cannot talk to their parent.
And why do you think that is, that Amber was able to come to you and wanted to come to you?
I never judged her. She got right back on the right path. It seems to me, lickety-split, you know? Yeah, you did. And I'm very proud of her. She furthered her education in college and she's got a master's. And yeah.
So because of your lived experience and you not hiding that or being ashamed of that, it appears, because you're both very willing to talk about what you've been through, which is hard. So I think that that probably is what brought Amber to you, because it doesn't sound like you tried to hide things from the children. And you had a good relationship with your parents.
Yeah, it was pretty healthy. Sure. We didn't always agree on everything, but yeah, they're good people.
To the point where they were there when you needed help.
Yeah.
And they were able to provide a home, a stable home that also allowed them to keep that interaction with you and that love very close. So I think that's the beauty of it. Amber, what do you do now?
Right now, I work for Community Action Alger Marquette as a family service worker for Head Start. So I just provide resources to the families in Head Start, and it's like a two-generational approach. So we help the parents succeed so the kids can succeed. And I really love what I'm able to do because I do have lived experience, and I was in Head Start as a kid, and I just think it's a great organization, and I really love being able to impact the lives of the families.
So do you guys have, well, I hope that everybody will read your essay that will also be posted. Is there anything else that you want to add that would help others listening to you to talk? You talk about your story as being one of triumph and the human spirit persevering. So I thought those were very beautiful words to use to explain your journey. So is there anything else that either of you would like to add? And I appreciate you coming on together, because I think that that is empowering for people listening.
Amber doesn't reject me either for anything I share with her. It could be something really distasteful that happened to me like this morning, and she just never judges me. She doesn't hold it against me or make any false accusations. You know, she's just a beautiful person.
I think for me, like, I really, for anyone listening to this, it would just be to be patient with others in your life and take time to just understand the things that they've been through, especially family members. I think being able to have forgiveness and learn about what happened to them. And I think that's important. If I would have closed off my relationship with my mother, there's a lot of things that I wouldn't have learned about myself. And we have a lot in common. It's just a beautiful thing that we're able to spend so much time together now. I struggled initially out of college working full time. I felt like that was a really hard transition for me. I think it is for a lot of people. Add in being a college athlete and going to not having to do anything or having to be as active. I think my mom really encouraged me. She started working, and she's worked as a cleaner. She cleans hotel rooms, and she works really hard. And she didn't have a car for a while, and we live in northern Michigan, so it's very cold winters, icy, and she would walk to work. And I think that really inspired me. I would see her work hard, and then I would want to do the same.
You are inspiring each other, and I thank you so much for writing that essay, Amber, and for taking the time to sit together to share this with other people.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.